The fire made it up, but by the devil we return. Insanity or glory in a mind that never learns. A moment of something where the dark can
welcome to the show. I just got in the house. This is Jeremy from Kentucky on Inflamed Thought, Republic Broadcasting Network. Please go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, send the much needed fundage, and keep free speech alive. This is your health and wellness Friday night edition. Just got in the house. Mike called me and hadn't quite made it through the door yet, so that's why I was just a little bit late. Apologies. But we're ready for the show, taking your calls live on your Friday night drive. Please, if you haven't donated to RBN, please do so. Smash the donate button on republicbroadcasting.org and send the much-needed fundage. You can make your check or pay check or money order payable to RBN, and you can mail that to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can call that number into Mike. He will take your money if you're wanting to donate via debit or credit card. And the PayPal is up and running on the donate page if you want to check that out. So just getting into a little bit of health and wellness. Got an article here up. It's loading now. And it's slow. Cision. Mental health watchdog releases new report on link between psychotropic drugs and mass school shootings. And that's been the subject that we've all been dealing with this week, with the shooting, so-called shooting in Texas. I'm beginning to believe that it's probably a total hoax of some sort. Did children die? Possibly. Like I said last night, I wouldn't put it beyond our government to kill children. They have done so in the past. But could it have all been totally staged? Of course. That's where I'm leaning towards, you know, on some of these past shootings. So, I don't know. That could be debated, but the bottom line is that they're really trying to push this disarming the American populace so that they can have us docile during COVID or whatever virus, just name the virus lockdown like they did to Australians. But anyway, this is from Cision PR Newswire, all right? So this is a report on a link between psychotropic drugs and school mass shootings. The CCHR campaign launched in to educate law enforcement, policymakers, and school officials about violence and suicide, including drug risks. This is all the way back in March. Quite honestly, this is interesting. March 22nd, 2018, watchdog group Citizens Commission on Human Rights International is offering law enforcement officers and school officials a free copy of its compelling new report about a common denominator found in many mass shootings, psychotropic drugs. The report is called Psychiatric Drugs Create Violence and Suicide, School Shootings and Other Acts of Senseless Violence. It provides information on more than 30 studies that link antidepressants, antipsychotics, and psychostimulants, mood stabilizers, and sedative hypnotics. They link that to adverse effects that include hostility, mania, aggression, self-harm, suicide, and homicidal thoughts. The 64-page report details more than 60 examples of school and mass shootings, stabbings, and senseless violent acts committed by those under the influence of psychotropic drugs or experiencing serious withdrawal from them. Jan Estigate, president of CCHR International, said that the goal of this report is to help law enforcement, educators, and policymakers to learn how psychotropic drugs are a hidden link to the prevalence of violence and suicide in the community. Facts, statistics, studies, and expert opinion in the report show the medical concerns about the rise of senseless acts of violence coincident with the increase in psychotropic drug prescriptions and usage. Psychiatric drugs create dependence, suicide, and violence in a percentage of individuals that are taking them. That is a documented fact. The disastrous consequences are felt by all. As so many lives are at stake, it is vital that each person who is in a position to take action avail themselves of this information to protect our communities. So that was something Patrick and I was trying to find. What was the common denominator in all of these school shootings since the 90s? And, you know, of course, we went to the culture, the very violent rap culture. But I believe it was Mike in Kentucky that sent me this article to the Patrick and Jeremy Show email on Yahoo. And this outlines that these psychiatric drugs are a major common denominator in these school shootings. Now, but Jeremy, some of these school shootings are fake. What about Sandy Hook? I actually am leaning towards Sandy Hook being a total fake incident. I'm leaning towards this whole Texas shooting a few days ago being totally fake, like even no deaths or You know, at first I was like, well, you know, maybe the government can kill the kids. You know, I don't know. I'm not going to say. But here's what I will say. If it was totally fake, I wouldn't be at all surprised. I wouldn't be at all surprised because we can't get any good data on this. So here's what I do know. There have actually been school shootings. Two that I know for a fact that happened because I knew the people involved were the one in 1997 at Heath High School in West Paducah, Kentucky, and the one in 2018 in Marshall County, Benton, Marshall County, Kentucky. So I know those happened. Those were actual things. You know, students went to the hospital. There was obituaries. There was ambulances and all of the sort. But, you know, Parkland, I mean, who knows? The shooting in Texas, who knows? I wouldn't argue with anybody or be surprised at all if they said those were totally faked with crisis actors and, you know, fake whatever. But these drugs are a big concern. These drugs are a big thing. Whether the shootings were fake or not, how many were real or not, these drugs that they're giving these children, these young people, these teenagers, are affecting their personalities. They're affecting everything about them. And this is what the Bible calls sorcery, pharmakeia. It's to control another human being using drugs. That's what the sorcerers and witches would do. They would bring their clients in, take their money, and then they would give them shrooms or acid or something, some sort of, you know, or like the poison of frogs. I don't know. You remember in Macbeth, you know, the witches in Macbeth invited General Macbeth in. He was king at that time, actually. And, you know, they made this big potion, this big cauldron, and they put these frogs in there. Remember, they put in their liver of blaspheming Jew. Remember they put that in there? So they put all this nonsense in there. Like, but some of the stuff they were putting in there is like poison frogs and mushrooms. And, you know, they had Macbeth partake of the cauldron and he hallucinated and got further prophecy. So that's one of the ways that they controlled him. That's how witches and warlocks would control us, through sorcery, through drugs, right? And that's what these psychiatric drugs are. You know, you had the whole MK Ultra thing going on in the 60s, and that was a thing. That's pretty much undisputed that the CIA was doing that, drugging people with these mind controlling drugs, and then sometimes when they were children, and putting them through sexual abuse and just completely and utterly breaking them down and brainwashing them to trigger them at a later point in life. That was a thing. That's not fiction or tinfoil hat stuff. That really happened. So, you know, if these shootings really did happen, I mean, that would be one way to explain it, these psychiatric drugs that these young people have been taking. And obviously, the feds were in on this. I mean, they were the first to show up on the scene and ordering the sheriff's department to not let the local law enforcement go in, not letting the parents go in, you know, zipping them up with the zip ties over their hands, or pepper spraying them or tasing them or whatever. So whatever was going on in that school, they didn't want anybody to see it, whether it was really children being killed by federal agents or whether it was totally fake and staged hoaxes. And so people in the local area, if anybody's listening and you're in that area, I mean, keep track of the local newspapers and the local news and sort of report on this, because we're just not going to get any kind of thing that resembles truth in the mainstream media. I mean, there's already so many different narratives out there that it's very hard to determine what's being reported, how close to truth it is or what. But I wanted to bring this report up here on Health and Wellness that these psychiatric drugs are very dangerous. They're actually a form of sorcery, according to the Bible, pharmakeia. And they would explain a lot of the behavior of these young people in the last couple of decades, you know, along with, you know, the ADHD medications they put out and all of that, which literally just change the personality of the young person that's taken them. So another article I wanted to hit on: the World Health Organization passes a motion condemning Russia for the Ukrainian conflict. From Reuters, the WHO assembly passed a motion on Thursday condemning the regional health emergency triggered by Russia's invasion of Ukraine and rejected a rival resolution from Moscow. So these people are saying that the Ukraine invasion triggered a world health problem, I guess because of shipping and medical supplies getting from point A to point B and whatnot. And just really all of it is a result of the sanctions that the West has put on Russia, which only ended up hurting the West and not Russia. So the WHO is basically saying, okay, well, you know, we're documenting all of these different hardships globally, and we're going to blame Russia for it. So that's what's going on. And then Russia made a rival resolution to that, and it was pretty much shot down. The original proposal brought by the United States and some 50 others condemned Russia's actions, but stopped short of immediately suspending its voting rights at the UN. The health agency had earlier sought to be able to suspend Russia's voting rights at the UN. Both resolutions expressed grave consequences over the ongoing health and emergency in and around the Ukraine. But only the Western-led proposal says that the emergency was triggered by the Russian Federation's aggression against the Ukraine. Right? Ukraine's ambassador to the United Nations in Geneva, whose name is very hard to pronounce, Yevhena Filimenko, called Russia's counterproposal a twisted alternative reality. The Russian Federation has failed in its cynical attempt to deceive this forum, she said of the outcome. That would be the Ukraine's ambassador. So Russia's deputy ambassador to the UN Geneva, who is named Alexander Almanov, called the Western proposal politicized, one-sided, and biased, versus its own constructive proposal, manipulating the WHO is not acceptable, he said, of the result. China, as we, you know, shouldn't be surprised, China supported Moscow in the two votes, with its envoy, Yang Zulin, said that the WHO was wrong. It was the wrong forum for discussing Ukraine's health problems. The twin votes, rare in the WHO meetings, are unlikely to have an immediate impact on the conflict, but are seen as an increasingly rare multilateral endorsement of Kyiv's position more than 3 months after the February 24th start of Russian invasion. So the Western-backed proposal passed with 88 votes for and 12 against. So 88 votes for going against Russia and blaming them for the health crisis in Ukraine, and 12 against that. Keep in mind that there were dozens of absentees that didn't vote among the WHO's total of 194. So out of 194 nations, 88 voted against Russia and 12 voted for Russia, and the remainder didn't vote at all. So what is that like? 94 members didn't even vote. Hey, coming up on the break rapidly. We're on the break right now, and we'll be back on the other side.
TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Head now, head now, don't dream it's over. Head now, when the world comes in, they come to build a wall between us. No, they won't win. Now I'm towing my car, there's a hole in the my possessions are causing me suspicion, but there's no proof. In the paper today, tales of war and waste, but you turn right over to the TV page. And now,
I saw it, Jeremy from Kentucky, on your Friday night broadcast, Health and Wellness, and I was a little late getting to the house today, so we let some of our songs play a little bit longer, but you know how it is, you're out and about, and you're having a good time, but I'm ready to go live, taking your calls live, by the way, for your Friday night drive. If you want to weigh in on the show, you can call in at 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. I always read from our local West Kentucky News paper here because I like reading from a paper. I like sitting on the back porch and sipping a little whiskey and reading the paper. And I have it here in my currently nicotine-stained hands. The West Kentucky News, my 2 cents, foraging common chicory. Right. Chicory is a nutrient and a vitamin-rich food rich in vitamins A, C, B6, fiber, potassium, and folic acid. Chicory also is a rich source of beta-carotene. Eating wild-picked chicory is a better taste. Boiling, changing the water a couple of times will reduce the bitter taste. Wild chicory leaves can be a substitute in a lot of spinach recipes, and they are similar to dandelion greens. The roots of the chicory plant are used to make a caffeine-free coffee. The roots and dried above-ground parts of the chicory are used to make medicine. Chicory has been used for high blood pressure, heart failure, loss of appetite, upset stomach, constipation, liver, and gallbladder disorders, cancer, and rapid heartbeat. Some people apply a paste of chicory leaves directly to the skin for swelling and inflammation. Research has shown that it can increase the flow of bile, which could be helpful in treating gallstones. It also has shown root extracts to be antibacterial and anti-inflammatory and slightly sedative. In the 19th century, its use as a coffee additive and substitute became widespread in France and was used of French cultural influencers like in Louisiana. Chicory use grew with the advent of the Civil War as trade disruptions and blockades disrupted deliveries of coffee. Citizens and soldiers made do by roasting wild chicory root. In recent years, the popularity of chicory coffee has made a comeback. Chicory also has many benefits to the animals that forage on it, such as being high in protein, fat content, and it helps reduce intestinal parasites. To make chicory coffee, simply dig some of the roots and clean them. Clean them really good and chop them slowly. Roast them in the oven to dry, and then grind them and use them just as you would coffee grounds. If you cannot find any chicory growing in the wild, you can plant some in the corner of your property. It is heat and drought tolerant and grows great even in poor soil. Positively identify this plant before use. The source of this information is Mosby's Handbook of Herbs and Natural Supplements. Mosby is spelled M-O-S-B-Y apostrophe S. Mosby's Handbook of Herbs and Natural Supplements. That was from Teresa Ann Pearson in my 2 cents article here in the West Kentucky News, the legit paper that I read every Thursday and Friday while I sit on my back porch. So these plants, these chicories, and they look sort of cool. They look like flowers. They have white petals. You can look it up. That's spelled C-H-I-C-O-R-Y. C-H-I-C-O-R-Y. Back on the other side of the break with more news and your calls on In Plain Sight.
There's a battle ahead. Many battles are lost, but you'll never see the end of the road while you're traveling with me.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi. Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First are right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next are beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames, eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness. But there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
Coming back to those melodic tones that you know so well of Lindsey Buckingham. Just coasting here on your Friday night health and wellness edition on In Plain Sight, Republic Broadcasting Network. By the way, I caught the National Intel Report today. I was a little late getting tuned in. And I heard James and Andy. Andy from Texas and James from Vancouver. They did a great job. But kudos to you guys. Really enjoyed, I heard the majority of the show, and it was a very good presentation. Man, I don't know, Mike, maybe some future hosts in the making. Who knows? Let's go in the spirit of health and wellness, and you guys can call in if you want to and chime in. If not, I have plenty of headlines here on this Memorial weekend. From the Stormer. Oh, by the way, the Daily Stormer has a new site, a new domain. Theirs was stolen right after the shooting in New York and Buffalo, because apparently the Buffalo shooter mentioned in his manifesto that this 18-year-old Grug-looking, probably 90 IQ kid wrote, supposedly. He mentioned the Daily Stormer whatever the last domain was, he mentioned that in his writings, or whatever Fed wrote that mentioned it, actually is what it was, right? Am I right? So he was offline for a while, and the Stormer was only on the dark web But now there's a new address, HTTPS, you know, and then you do the two backslashes, stormer-daily.rw. So stormer-daily.rw. I'll post that on the descript of tonight's show so that you can just click on it if you're on the web. If you're a follower of the Daily Stormer, which has a lot of good news in it, Andrew England has come a long way, and you get a lot of good truth in that. Article reads, husband of teacher who died in the Texas mass shooting dies of a heart attack 2 days later. This from one of the Stormer writers, Snake Baker. Snake writes, I keep telling you people, if you're vaxxed, relax. Not only do people need to never do any kind of intensive physical activity for the rest of their lives, anyone who is vaxxed needs to have a bottle of Xanax on hand in case his family gets killed in a mass shooting. Hope you note the sarcasm there in Snake's writing. He quotes the New York Post. New York Post, the grief-stricken husband of a fourth grade teacher killed in the Uvalde, Texas school massacre died of a heart attack just 2 days after the mass shooting, the family said on Thursday. Joe Garcia was his name. He died in the aftermath of the Robb Elementary school shooting that killed 19 children and two teachers, including his wife of 24 years, Irma Garcia. This according to her nephew on Twitter, and there's pictures in the Stormer article of the Garcias. They seem like a pretty nice couple. Obviously, they have some Hispanic in them. She looks like she's white, actually, and he is very Hispanic. Seems like a nice enough guy, I don't know. But it was extremely heartbreaking, and this comes with deep sorrow to say that Joe Garcia has passed away due to grief, according to the nephew. I'm truly at a loss for words for how we are all feeling. Please pray for our family. God have mercy on us. This isn't easy. The pain doesn't stop, the nephew wrote minutes later. The family confirmed, the Garcia family confirmed to Fox 26 that the cause of death was a heart attack. And this dude is like in his mid-50s. Looks relatively healthy. He may even be a little younger than that. I don't have his exact age, but he's not an old man. So Snake Baker writes, and the Stormer, of course, we don't know if it was the vax, maybe grief heart attacks 2 days after your wife dies when you're 50, or something that happened before that maybe I just never heard of, or maybe he was asking too many questions about the guy in body armor at the scene of the shooting, or the fact that the police waited for the shooter to run out of ammo before entering the school, which took almost an hour. And there are different reports on that. Some people say 40 minutes. Some reports say 90 minutes. So an hour is probably right there in the middle. But at any rate, all of this is incredibly bizarre. I am not in the position to make any kind of a call on this, to say whether it was totally fake or whether government agents, you know, came in and killed the students and faked the whole thing, Sandy Hook style. But what I will say is that the result of this is going to be an extreme crackdown on your Second Amendment rights, probably to get us ready for the next lockdown, whether it be monkeypox or bird flu or whatever hoax they roll out. Anyway, I do have a caller. Let's go to the call screen. Marcus in Idaho. Marcus, welcome to the show. What is on your mind tonight?
Hello, Jeremy. I want to ask, why is this an MKUltra organization playbook? Both the Buffalo shooter and the shooter in Texas had connections with somebody that was a federal agent.
Mm-hmm.
Why is this? Why are they trying to tear America apart?
Well, I mean, for the same reason that Biden wants to sign us over to the World Health Organization and let this global entity, dictate, how America operates during a so-called pandemic. They saw very clearly over the last 2 years that a lot of states bucked against this. And so I guess they're trying to figure out how to, how to combat that, how to bring everybody on the same page. And they understand that Americans are heavily armed. And if they can, because we both know that gun control, I mean, it's a conservative talking point, but it's legit, that gun control only takes weapons away from law-abiding citizens. Criminals will get guns no matter what. And of course, in these shootings, the shooter always got their weapons legally, right? They got them legally and bought them. So, this Mexican kid that shot up the Texas school, I'm hearing reports that he worked at Wendy's and he lived with his grandma. Like Mike Rivero said, the weapons that he had were in excess of $5,000 in value. Like, how did this kid afford that? He bought them just before the shooting, and then, I mean, how did he get the money for that? You can't get a loan for weapons. Right. It's really right. Hokey.
For me to save $5,000, it's going to take a year. It's going to take a year to be able to, for all of my things. So this individual, apparently he is, I don't know, apparently, he was totally involved with the FBI, which I'm thinking. And
they were the first, they were on the scene really quick. The FBI was on the scene quick.
Mr. Sandman, which was over the internet in the chat room, funneled him the money. And why can't we find that information?
Well, they're pretty good at erasing things, covering their trail. But this shooting is so hokey. I mean, all of my normie friends, all of my conservative normie friends are questioning it. Even my liberal friends are like, they're staying silent on it at best and questioning it worse. So, like, everybody
right
knows.
It's like ISIS being funneled money from America, from the Obama regime to be able to, and the CIA over there training them. That's what we have. We have a total government which hates Americans, which is trying to take down everything that we stand for in order to tear us apart, and they're doing it little by little. And a lot of people still think that Trump was in collusion with Russia. So we've got half America which believe that, and so these people will be able to believe the lie. And you've got NPR, which still believes that there is no steal in our election, and they will totally put that out to America. And so we've got a broken system because we don't have people which believe in God, which have a patriotic fervor in their heart for our blessed nation. And are ready to drag us down into the lowest echelons of hell.
And I think that the name of the game here is to disarm Americans and bring us into this WHO treaty that seems to be, both of these shootings were within a week, right? Maybe 10 days at the outside. the Buffalo shooting and the New York, or I'm sorry, the Texas shooting. And it just seems really convenient that they would happen now. And so I wouldn't argue with anybody if someone, you know, I think Paul called in last night from California and was utterly convinced that this whole Texas shooting was a complete hoax, like Sandy Hook tier. And I wouldn't argue with that. I would say that's a distinct possibility. These people are capable of anything. So they're hoaxing elections and they're trying to disarm us. It's going to lead to a perfect storm. But I do have a little bit of confidence in some of the conservative state legislators. I don't think Kentucky is going to back down on any of their gun laws. You know, right now in Kentucky, you can open carry, you can conceal carry. It's constitutional carry. And they haven't budged one inch on this, even in light of the Texas shooting.
I have confidence in Christians to yep. be able to... The people who have Christ in their heart to be able to make the right decision. That God is still with us, no matter what. And He will lead people in the right way. And it's His game. He's the master chessman. So, we've got to put it in his hands, but we still got to fight all this, and we've got to bring up all yeah. their lies.
We do. At the same time, you know, God is sovereign, and He is bringing judgment on America, I do believe, specifically to the big cities. It's going to be the bigger cities and the more liberal areas that are going to crack down and do the Australian-style lockdowns when the next pandemic is rolled out. And, you know, the people in the rural areas who do tend to be more Christian and, if not Christian, Christian-minded, you know, there's people in the more rural areas and the more conservative states that are going to resist this. So, I guess if there's a silver lining in the cloud, it's that we're just going to see the further disintegration of the federal government. So many conservative state legislatures, they're just not going to go along with this. They're not going to go along with the WHO treaty. They're not going to give their sovereignty up to a global organization. They're going to stick with the Constitution, hopefully.
Right, but the different other side of the coin is the federal government and those in control are going to crack down even harder and take away the rights of the individuals in those lower urban areas, and they're going to grab control like no one's business.
They're going to try, and this is going to be up to our local sheriffs and, you know, state governments, our city municipalities, and county seats. The local sheriffs are going to have to eventually.
When you look at Governor Greg Abbott, for instance, he is a total squishy. He's on the left, he's on the right. Anytime that he would be under the control of the government, I think he would give away. There's very few governors, I mean, even in Idaho, that we have that would be able to counteract the power of the technocratic state, which is being formed in the world right now with the WEF. I don't see a way out of this other than God, of course, and Jesus Christ and the promise that we have. But I see that our government's going to fail for everything.
And like I was pointing out, it really is going to be up to the local sheriffs, because in this situation in Texas, let's just assume that it was a legit shooter situation. You know, the sheriff should have told the feds, hey, we're going in and you guys can pound, you guys can help us or pound sand. And if you go against us, we'll arrest you. That should have been what happened. You know, assuming that the whole thing was legit, which I don't think it was. But regardless, the sheriff's department should have went into that school immediately and told the feds to just piss off. And that's the only way that we're going to stop this. If that doesn't happen, then we're done. If the local sheriffs and law enforcement don't stand up to the feds, it's going to be over. We're up on the break. Marcus, you can stay, and I'll hold you over if you want. I don't think there's any more calls. We're back on the other side.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
65, I was 17, running up on one. I don't know where I'm running now, I'm just running on. Running on. Running on empty. Running on. Running wild. Running on. Running into the sun, but I'm running behind. Gotta do what you can just to keep your love alive. Try not to confuse it with what you do to survive. 69, I was 21, and I called the road my own. I don't know when that road turned up to the road I'm on.
Okay, we're back to the final segment of In Plain Sight, Health and Wellness Edition. Marcus, are you still on with us? I think Marcus is gone. Okay. I just wanted to summarize. So, yeah, if I understand right, and again, this is according to the reporting from the mainstream, federal agents showed up immediately to the school shooting, and the local law enforcement was told to stand down. Now, it's easy for me to say this, but if I were sheriff, I would have told them to pound sand. We're going in. You help us, or you stay here. If you go against us, we'll arrest you. That should have been the attitude of the local sheriff. That's the only way that we're going to overcome this, you know, legally, with the law enforcement. I mean, our sheriffs are our last line of defense of the republic. And if local law enforcement are going to just acquiesce to the feds, then it's over. It's over. Because, you know, what if they decide to come down on a house? You know, this house is full of people spreading terrorist things on the internet. Right? And because of the Patriot Act, we can come in there and we can arrest them. The local sheriff needs to be like, no, get off this property. We'll handle it. We'll run it through our court, local court system. We'll let you know what happens. We'll let you know the outcome. That needs to be the attitude of the local sheriffs. And until that happens, we are going to be run over. Right? And all your little militias aren't going to help you against this fed monster, this giant. Now, Marcus mentioned something about, you know, he brought up the religious aspect and being on God's side. If God is judging America, if the judgment has been set, if the gavel has been slammed down, then this is happening and we can't change it. I know you don't want to hear that, but that's the way it is. Old Testament reference, Israel was in gross idolatry, and Jeremiah told them, the prophet Jeremiah, that they would be overtaken by the Babylonians, and that if you fight against them, you're going to die. So that may be the situation that we're in, but until we ascertain that, it's always good to resist, to hold to the Constitution, and the best thing that I could say is get with your local sheriffs and make sure that they're on board with your state constitution and what is right. Because there's no organization. Like, we have no organization to push back on this. And even if we did, they could squash us readily. Not that I would advocate anything like that on the air. But what I'm telling you is that it is up to the local sheriffs. And that's who should have took control of the situation in the Texas shooting. And they didn't. We are at the end of the show. Y'all have a great Memorial weekend. I'm going to play a repeat on Monday as the station will be closed. Have a great weekend. Try to stay classy. Try to stay motivated. Good night.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.